his snap challenge today. Representative, good to have you on News and Views.
Thanks, Joel. I'm glad to be here.
Josh, walk people through what you did and what I'm about to do.
Yeah, so it's Hunger Awareness Month, and so the SNAP challenge is being taken on by people like, you know, the Panera Bread Company CEO, lawmakers throughout the United States, and other people to gain a better understanding of what is it like to live on a budget of an individual who receives SNAP benefits. And in North Dakota, that means that for the last 7 days, I've lived on a food budget of $29.45.
For the last 7 days?
Yep.
Okay. My math, it's $29.75 is the rules that I have here. That leaves you $4.25 per day.
Yeah, and to think that most of our meals, we spend at least that.
I already spent it today.
Right.
I stopped at Stop and Go and visited my friend Audrey this morning, and I picked up I didn't spend that much. I think my bill was $278, but I picked up they got a really cold cooler there, and I picked up a Cass Clay chocolate milk, and I picked up a muffin. I picked up a banana nut muffin, and that was $278. So in other words, the vast majority of my food budget for the day is already gone this morning, is what you're saying.
Correct. Yeah, you're looking at about $1.50, $1.75 per meal per person in a household.
Okay, so walk me through the days. Give me an example of what you ate during this week.
Well, my breakfasts were all the same. You know, it was an English muffin with some toast and a banana, and then an apple midday. And then my afternoons were generally a sandwich or two with some carrots. And then when it got to the evening, it was something like rice and beans, basically. You know, the biggest challenge people have is, you know, sure, people can live on $29.50 a week, but it comes down to what kind of healthy food can they eat while they're on that type of diet.
When I want to drop some pounds, Josh, the worst mistake I make, and it makes my wife really mad at me, is I'll just quit eating. You know, I'll eat way less. And my argument to her is when I do eat, I eat more than what I should eat. I eat bigger portions. This would sure seem to take care of some of that.
Yeah, it certainly did. I dropped about 8 pounds in the last week on this diet.
Interesting. Very interesting. Now, all food purchased and eaten during the challenge, including fast food and dining out, must be included in the total spending. So in other words, Josh, you couldn't have a really good friend that says, ah, Josh, here's a burger. I mean, that's not part of what you can do here.
No, the idea is to really understand, you know, the people that are on the extreme edge of poverty, who this is the only assistance they have when it comes to their food and nutrition. In North Dakota, there's about 27,000 households that receive SNAP benefits, and of that, 42% are working, and 44% are children. So we have a vast number of young people who depend on SNAP and programs like this to get through the day and get through the week.
Well, now, I just want to read through this quick so people understand what I'm about to get myself into and what Josh just did. It's $4.25 per person per day. That's $29.75 for the week. The 2012 average amount per recipient in North Dakota, that's what they got in North Dakota to spend on all food and beverages during the challenge. All food purchased and eaten during the challenge week, including fast food and dining out, must be included in the total spending. During the challenge, only eat food that you purchased for the project. Do not eat food that you already own. In other words, I can't say, oh, by the way, I've got Dinty Moore in the closet. I can go ahead and go with that unless I count it towards the overall dollars. It doesn't include spices and condiments. Don't forget to account for all beverages. And they remind you that this includes coffee. Josh, are you a coffee drinker?
I'm not. And that's when I look at my picture of all the food I bought. You know, that didn't include any beverages. I didn't buy any juice or milk because I generally don't drink those anyways. But, you know, it's
what about beer?
Challenges. No beer. So I went a week without alcohol.
So, okay, that maybe was easy for you, but this is how I socialize.
I had to turn down a lot of meetings. I had to turn down.
Every friend I get is going to call me and want me to drive them around next week. Avoid accepting free food from friends, family, or at work, including at receptions, briefings, or other events where food is served. They want you to keep track of the receipts on food spending and reflect on your experiences throughout the week. And there's a bonus activity. Track your food on Super Tracker and compare your intake to recommendations. And there's a website for that. this is serious stuff, Josh. What did you learn? Give me your perspective after a whole week of this.
Well, you know, the biggest thing I learned is, you know, the amount of time and planning it goes into for an individual to live off of this kind of budget. And so when we think about, you know, Congressman Kevin Cramer is just going to vote today to cut $40 billion from the program, you know, it might be an easy vote for him, but the reality is 27,000 North Dakotans depend on this. And so I really, you know, I struggled with the planning part. And so the first couple of days I was basically starving myself because I was rationing so much food, hoping to make it through the 7 days. I was fortunate to finish with enough food. I have about half a bag of rice left. But, you know, I commend the people. I don't know if commend is the right word, but, you know, the people that live on this type of budget, the amount of time and energy it goes into to plan healthy, nutritious meals on a limited budget.
So in terms of the people in reading and researching these, what you find out is that the vast majority of people who are living off this are kids. And elderly.
Right.
I mean, it's kids and elderly that we're really talking about here. In this whole, boy, they're scamming, you know, and they're living off pop and they're living off candy bars and cigarettes. I mean, I don't know how you'd make the argument when you look at the budget.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, I spent 50 minutes in the grocery store going back and forth trying to, you know, swap so I can get 50 cents more here so I get an additional banana, you know. And it is challenging, especially, you know, highly processed food is cheaper. So when it comes to fresh fruit, when it comes to protein, those are challenging to afford that kind of budget.
Okay, Josh, what's the first thing you're going to eat now that you're done?
I haven't thought about it. I guess we'll see. Maybe I'll run through McDonald's and live the American way.
I tell you, hats off to you for doing it. I think it's a great day to bring this in perspective as the U.S. House ties our farmers' future to this very same program. But I will tell you this, Josh, from my perspective, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm probably going to have to sit down with Sue because I don't purchase. I mean, when I buy food, if I'm hungry, I pull through, I get, you know, the other day in Towner, I stopped in, grabbed a sandwich, and hit the road and made my way to Grand Forks. I don't think about the price of it. I know that I'm not trying to sound wealthy. I'm no more wealthy than anybody else that you know out there, but I don't think about the price of it. If that makes me spoiled compared to these people, I guess the best word to describe me would be spoiled, Josh.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat, and that's why, like I said, you know, the planning part was the most challenging piece. And I kept thinking as I was shopping, you know, if I had children that was walking up and down the store with me, or if I had to get to a job using public transportation, you know, time is a luxury. And, you know, when we continue to hamper down on people's ability to have affordable food and access to health care and housing, you know, we're not helping people stay successful in their jobs and in their community.
Did you ever not eat?
No, I was fortunate to, you know, have something, even if it was just an apple, between a three-hour period. But, you know, I'm a bigger guy, so that apple didn't last me very long.
Yeah. Josh, thanks. Thanks for giving me a window and an insight into what I'm about to do. I appreciate it.